Yo, my people, welcome to the Hoyle Ware Show.
Hoyle.
81. This is my first time doing the hosting thing, so I thought, let me just give it a little try. Let's start from my man over here, man.
And we got Wale, man. We got him.
Wale.
Well.
But don't run.
I'm gonna do it.
Sorry.
Why are you sorry, bro? Nah, man.
One of these days, he's gonna jump over there, just bang one of you, bro.
I said, I'm gonna be calm. I'm looking for peace today. I don't want trouble.
Same.
Wale though. Wale.
Come on, man.
AD, as you know.
Moscato May.
Moloto May.
Come on.
You know, it's actually a racist term. You can't say that. You know?
Yeah, he's racist, bro.
Now, there we go, then. That's it, then.
A lot of people diluted.
Yellow May.
I'm just joking still. No one's diluted, man.
Matching your hat.
Come on, brown, innit?
I don't know.
Got your boy Draco.
Draco.
Told you guys, it's just Draco, but
Malfoy.
You spill her up. Draco Malfoy.
Triggs, you know.
Triggs.
Leave me alone.
Trigger.
It's changed.
Trigger finger.
I do podcasts now.
Hey, listen. Podcasts are treacherous anyway, bro. Yeah. Ready to quit, man. Set up, man. Huh? Dubs, I'm here in the studio.
The ballet.
Dubs.
And.
Huh?
Well, nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Is that it?
That's it today, bro.
All right, cool. And we got a special guest. He's from New York. Claims he's from New Jersey.
From New York?
Big Jersey.
Yeah.
Come on.
You from New York?
My turn. Big Jersey.
Oh.
Jersey.
Not the new one.
No, I'm saying not the old one.
We gonna blow New Jersey up.
Wow. No violence.
Shout out, Chief Keith, friend of the show.
I'm here.
Come on, J. Cole.
Come on, hi.
What are you saying? You know about the show, yeah?
I do. I've been watching it.
Come on. How long, though?
Putting you on the spot now.
I don't know, man. A long time.
Can't even remember.
31? So, damn. Mm-hmm. 30?
Since 30, yeah?
30. Y'all give me jokes. Y'all funny.
Who would you say is the funniest on the show?
Apart from Charlie, bro.
Yeah. Charlie's the funniest, bro.
Yeah, he's the funniest.
Second funniest. Y'all want to go for second? Because Charlie...
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, the second place.
But second place is basically first place because bro, Charlie doesn't count,
man. Well, still second, though.
Can't leave it.
It's no one. Yeah, like Charlie, he's a character.
You know what it is though, yeah? We have this debate like periodically, yeah, on the pod, innit, yeah? Who do you think is the most consistent? And who do you think is the least consistent? Emphasis on least consistent. That's the one we really want to get into. We need
like,
a who
said less on like, camera.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to come in and start y'all.
It's
been a debate for time, bro.
Well, it's been a debate. But we're trying to get to the, you know what I'm saying, to the answer.
Why could I miss
you? I'm not trying to say no.
Look at HD, bro.
I'm trying. Who y'all say?
Who
do
you say, bro?
Let's say a vote. Let's have a vote.
Nah, just you.
Hands, for hands.
Only your vote counts.
Let's go. Marvel, put your hands up.
HD. What? That's his answer.
Leave no, I'm saying.
We're taking a vote.
Okay. Are we taking a vote? We're not raising our hands.
No, What do you think?
Dubs. You're not putting your hand.
I don't think he's going
to answer. No, you don't have
to. Media trained, isn't it?
Yeah, Harris.
Media trained still.
I can't be shook on Hobez, you know. You have to be. Nah. That's his talk, right?
I don't know. I see him most of the time.
Dubs.
I see him most of the time.
See you most of the time?
Come on,
why did you pressure him to say that, bro? Who else do you see most of the time?
See you, man.
That's the answer. There you have it, guys. There we have it.
It's shaky still.
That's the answer still. Right. But don't be shocked.
Yeah, I'm shocked, though.
No, it's all right, man. You'll be all right, man. But, guys, in case you didn't know, we're here with J. Colton.
Hey.
Come on.
See what's going on.
Pre the merch, man.
Friend of the show.
J. Colton brand.
I was in Selfridges the other day with Draco. He was swiping, and we were looking at the hats.
Hey.
And
why do niggas do stuff like
the
this?
The quality of this hat is one of the best I've seen. I like it.
I don't even know what that was.
Hey, Joseph said the quality, yeah. You lot, if you're on the A, it's
quality store.
Yeah, man.
You know, Jay the UK Carlton. Is cold right now, you know what I'm saying? And we got our bridge in here, Jay, providing the serious beanies, you know.
Come on.
Good quality.
Crazy, man.
You know what I'm saying? Fit every head shape as well, you know. You know
come on.
The certain man's head big.
Oh, yeah. I got big.
Hey, pause.
You man do this pause thing too much, man. Let's have a conversation.
Nah. Don't try. Choose your words wisely.
Come on, host. What are we saying, host?
Mental health. So you know what? It's the segment of the show. I'm sure you would know about it. Basically, you know, no one cares about men's mental health, so we like to discuss it within each other, innit? So, you know what? Let's start with you. Like, how you feeling?
I'm feeling really blessed. Mm-hmm. Great time in the UK.
In this weather?
It's colder than the States.
It's colder here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right now it was warmer in the States.
Damn.
Came over here, I saw my breath. I was like, oh. Everybody in the airport was laughing at me. I'm like, yo. Y'all, this is what y'all do?
Yeah, cold over here, man.
He was wearing shorts off the plane.
He was wearing shorts?
They were wearing, there was people out here wearing shorts.
Oh, yeah, nah.
Oh!
They're the, They're built for this weather still. They're definitely built for this weather.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say? A scale of 1 to 10 on your mental health right now. 10 being the highest.
I'd say 8, 9.
8, 9. Six. That's good, you know.
So that means you must have met a girl while still here then.
Yeah,
shout out to her. Friend of the show, man. Friend of the show. Come on, man. Tell me, you got some mental. Was it sweat?
Give me the slang. I don't know what this
is. Sweat.
Was it sweat? Like, was it sweat? Yeah.
It was sweat, yeah.
It was sweat, yeah.
How many times did you go back? Did you go for the one or you went back again?
How many sweats?
Listen, I ain't gonna hold you after this podcast. Hey, baby.
Hey, man said it was so sweat, went for the rear.
Oh, well, quickly though, like, just so we know, like, what you're on, yeah? Black, white, mixed race, what are we saying?
And no answer is wrong.
Yeah, no answer is wrong, innit? Just your type, that's what you like.
I like brown skinned women.
But I'm talking about this woman.
What's she brown skin?
Oh, cool.
What, like your color?
Or lighter?
Deepest color?
She's a lighter brown.
Like him?
Nah.
Oh, too light. That's too light.
Nah, she got light brown.
Cool.
Alright, cool.
You know what? Yeah, I'm going to ask you this. This might be a bit mad. It might sound a bit mad, but what girls do you prefer? Girls from the States or girls from London?
Well, I can't really. My sample size is small, so I can't get it after. Give me a couple more times. I'll come back on the show.
You said you've been there a few times, though.
I only been here twice as an adult. As a child, but it's a different lifestyle.
All right, cool. So right now, would you say American girls are holding it up for you right now?
I see some tank tanks. Out in London.
Have you been here during summer?
Nah.
Come here during summer, and you'll know. Then you can really judge it. You know what I mean? Then you can really judge it.
Be on the pod in the summer, hurt.
Yeah, no problem. Come to one of the whole boy parties.
What?
Do you mean like rate our own? Or would
you know what it is? Yeah. I just feel like because we're used to it, innit? So that's why I wanted to get his opinion because obviously because we're used to it, it's always nicer to see something new, something different accent. All of that. So that's why I would probably say like, yeah, I'll probably be more wild by an American girl right now. But obviously, they're still there. Come on, man. There's Lang things in the UK, but 100%.
Peng and Lang.
Okay. We need to get into the differences between America and the UK, like, after we did the mental, because obviously, even that £30 thing, we need to get into, how I'm saying, but obviously, mental health, innit?
Cool.
My mental health this week, short and sweet, it's a 7, calm pattern. No, nothing to really shout home about, but nothing to be depressed about, innit? So. Steady 7, man.
I'll say I'm about 6.5, 7. Still, let's say 6.5. Man. Mm. I'm alright still. Mm.
Uh-huh.
Special, nothing crazy, but yeah, man. Again, it's one of them ones. I feel like it's been a tough year for a lot of people, so it makes me understand that, you know, it's life.
it's gonna be ups and downs. So like, yeah, man, I'm all right still.
Come on. I like that, man.
Yeah, man, same, about 7, 8. Nothing to complain about, nothing to rejoice about. Apart from being alive, of course.
Mm. Now, you got another thing to rejoice about.
What's that?
The weekend, bro. There was a big celebration that I didn't get invited to, but I'm used to.
Oh, last week. Oh, yeah. My daughter turned 4, actually.
Come on. Hail.
Big May.
Shout out May, friend of the show, man.
The dad don't want her to be my friend, so like, it's what it is, isn't it?
When you have your own child, you can come bring a child.
So that's what it is. I have to have a child if I can get invited.
Mm. That's cap though. Not everyone there had a child, man.
Rules.
Mark didn't have a child.
Ooh.
But he's the godfather.
John didn't have one.
Godfather.
I like it, man. Everyone.
Like, how many godfathers do you want, bro?
Yeah.
Godfather. Hey.
But when you have a daughter, I promise you, May's going to be sending her shops anyway, fam. So you'll be invited a lot more.
But when I have my kids, I'm staying far away from you, bro.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. Keep you and your wife far away from
right, me. And my wife, yeah. We're going to be, bro, anywhere you are, I'm going to be, hey. Anyways, you already know, man. My wife will not mind. Don't talk too much about the wifey situation. That was it.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, yeah, big up May, though.
Come on, man.
Friend of the show.
Big up May, man. My mentals, I'm on a 5 right now.
How are they?
It's going up though. Pause. It's going up. It's increasing. So.
Yeah.
Oh, last week it was like a 4.
It's increasing, bro.
There's a difference, bro. Trust me.
There's a difference, though.
Average is 5, innit?
You think so? Why? Nah. Why is the average?
Because it's 5, isn't it? Is that a 10?
I think 6 is average, you know. 5 is a bit low. Yeah, 5 is a bit low.
Average is the one in the middle.
On average, like, yeah.
Is it?
That's what I would do. What do you say average is out of 10?
For a man,
well,
it might be 4, it might be 3, depending on what.
Because obviously, there's going to be different numbers being given. So when you round it up, whether it's good or bad, the average would be the middle.
No, it wouldn't, actually.
Okay.
You might doing massive.
I mean, if it's out of 10, let's say you live in, like he does.
Yeah.
The average mental health for people there could be 3.
No, but I'm saying overall.
If I live in Chelsea, the average.
No, but that's what I'm saying overall. So
the average mental health score of people that live in 3.
Every time you hear Kenny Tan, you beat that.
I know. But I'm saying.
Don't believe that, bro.
But yeah, anyways, yeah, don't matter.
Stand on business, bro.
I say it is, yeah, what, yeah, it's whatever.
But yeah, now I'm a 5, man. Things are gradually getting higher.
So you got good news? Any good news?
Potential, you know, potential, man. Potential, man. You man know how low I was, innit? So things are...
Yeah,
I'll never be low, man.
I'll never be low. Amen. But yeah, man, things are getting better. You get me? So, and we've got a show this Sunday. By the time this comes out, the show will happen. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
And
request line as well. So I'm looking forward to that. So yeah, man.
Them and our friends on the show still.
And the studio, I really like the studio. It's a bit more.
Very nice studio.
Anything
nice.
Else you received? Anything that you know made you happy? This...
Oh, my cousin gave birth. Yeah. My cousin gave birth, so like, I'm an uncle, like officially, like a proper uncle. You get me?
Yeah, that's your first nephew, or
yeah, my first
nephew, but
it's like my cousin or something. You know, it's bare weird.
No, sir.
I checked the technical term. Nephew, yeah, technical term is like it's my cousin, but you know, Aslo, it's my.
Come
on, yeah, look, proper, yeah. It's mad, isn't it?
When you have a kid, bro?
When God tells me, man.
Oh, man,
yeah, when God
what
tells
time
me.
Is the best, man.
When you having kids?
Me?
Yeah, because you're just fucking all these girls, though. So.
When you having
kids? I was going on. Are you stupid or what? When did you see me fucking on this? Are you kidding me?
Well, wow, but I've seen you on CCTV. Someone call you on CCTV, bro.
You're a scary guy. I'll take the bullet. This one.
We'll bleep it.
That was a game.
We'll bleep it.
No problem.
But yeah, man.
It's scary.
Get me.
I did not expect that, you know.
Hey, listen, but you're 5, yeah? But your mental health isn't as low as certain people that are in the rooms, you know, with just a bed, a mattress, and you know, some toilet roll, man. Obviously, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas be scaring me, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Every week, there's always a brother that's low, bro. The week before it was my man, this week is my man.
I don't know if Jay's seen it. You might have to explain it for man to
Thorn. What, last week?
No, the what's happening?
The video.
The video.
The guy.
There's a brother.
I wouldn't even call him my brother. He's not an old brother, man.
It's a guy.
One youth still. I think that's a better term.
He's a guy. I don't know him, so let me know him.
He's there for Caribbean, though.
Yeah,
Caribbean. I know that one is Caribbean.
Wait.
We're just saying.
Caribbean one.
Mouse man, big mouse man.
That's right.
The Rock.
What's the capital of your country?
Wait, don't answer. Deuce.
No, chill out.
What's the capital of your country?
Ask me that.
All right, cool. What's the capital of your country?
I need that.
Plymouth. That is correct, bro.
Thank you.
I checked it before I asked you.
Oh, sir,
sure, and you don't know?
Your boy don't even know the capital of his own country.
People are diluted, bro, and it's actually a thing, bro. The dilution.
You're going to die on this diluted hill.
I will never die, bro. I'll die before
just
my time anyway.
Already in your mentions. They're going to be your mentions again.
Rate them.
Yeah?
I like
just,
them.
Just get a grip now.
You get
a grip. Let's pause.
Pause, man.
Pause that one.
Hey, yo.
Oh, big one's trying to build it. Come on,
yeah, man.
Big one's trying to.
But yeah,
but go on.
Yeah, he might be Caribbean, but he's not all Caribbean, isn't he? Yeah.
All right, shake that.
But yeah, he basically said, yeah, if he spends a big £30, big £30 on a woman, on who eats, she ain't leaving that yard to freeze it up from.
Wait.
But that sounded like grape, bro. That's what it sounded like.
Get serious, because obviously, like, seriously, we all know what that is. He needs to be locked up and put it.
Bro,
the key word. She's not leaving that house until she frees it up. That's the key words we need to hold on to.
That's brazy.
Why is she not leaving the house?
But deep that man said £30 though.
Yo,
bro, even if it's £10,000, bro, you can't force no one.
£30. I want you man to do something for me, innit? Yeah. I want everybody in here to do something right now, yeah. Plan a date for me right now with £30.
You have to
stay that's a whole thing.
Give me something to do with a girl for £30.
You can't even get food and drink.
You can get 2 bottles of Moscato, yeah? That's £13.
No, because Moscato will come in.
That's like £15.
£7.99.
That's like £15. That's half your money.
If it's on Uber Eats, delivery charge, man.
Cool. £15. You got £15 left. Where you buy £15? Sam's.
No, I'll buy chicken from Asda. Yeah, I'd season it.
That's your date.
Garlic bread, I can buy from Asda.
So garlic bread,
chicken,
wine.
And chips.
Chips. I've made Nando's and wine from.
Wait, are you making the chips yourself?
Yeah.
So you're buying the potatoes?
You're buying chips? Them,
yeah? No, I'm going to buy the...
Oven chips. Oven chips, garlic bread and chicken.
God. No, it's £30. I ain't got nothing.
What's oven chips?
Oven.
Oven. What do they call it in America?
Like,
fries.
Oh, God.
Fries.
God.
French fries.
Skinny ones.
When?
No,
fries are the skinny.
No, fries is fries, man.
Skinny.
Yeah, but
bro, that's what they call it, bro.
Do you have or we call them chip shops? Do you have like fries shops?
Chicken and fries.
Chicken
fries?
Fish and fries.
And the chip.
They got fish and fries.
The fries are big. Are the fries big?
Those are wedges, and then we got.
Bro, they got fries, bro. They do. They have chicken chip shops.
Like McDonald's fries, yeah. You know, yeah. They've got them. They're mad thin.
Yeah.
Do you have like the fries that are a bit bigger? Like,
but they're bigger, but. Square.
Yeah.
Those are fries.
But you still call them fries, okay?
Oh, no, there's a difference.
Different types of fries. Okay, I got. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's other states in America that they would call chips fries, no?
No, chips is crisps to them still.
Yeah.
So all around America is chips for crisps.
He's confused.
About potato chips.
Yeah.
Potato chips. Yeah.
Yeah. Not fries. Not fries.
So that's your £30 date, yeah?
Yeah.
Give me a $30 date.
I can't lie, that date will work though, yeah, if you're on a budget.
Okay, so give me a $30 date.
I ain't doing that.
It's the same thing you done though.
No. I'm a vegetarian, so it's easy.
Mm.
Sir, you're vegan.
Salmon. You're gonna buy some salmon?
No, I'm gonna buy some mushrooms.
You said vegetarian, but you can't eat fish.
Or dare.
Hold on. Vegetarian.
What was the Russian flag, man?
Hold on.
Only veggies.
Oh, yeah.
Vegetarian.
Vegetarian is fish. Yeah, I think a pescatarian.
Oh, you can't eat fish.
No,
like the vegetarian is, man. Come on, dude. Come on. It's in the name, vegetarian. Come on.
Come on, man.
All right, so,
you can only eat fries.
So slow, man.
Damn, man.
Yo. Whoa, man.
God, man.
Niggas, man. Cheap. Sorry, my brother, man. Let's get back to the shit.
Thank you.
Come on, man.
Get loaded this time.
Boom.
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Yeah, but I need a price.
I'm going to get you right.
All
right,
cool.
£2.
No, dollars, dollars, dollars. Oh, you're saying £2.
Two
away.
£2 a mushroom.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is this to smoke or is this?
I was talking about a different kind of mushrooms. No. To eat.
Cool.
You can smoke mushrooms.
No, man, there's mushrooms that you can eat. And you get high.
I don't know. You're the one that said smoke. You're on one today, you know.
You might be able to smoke them, but I don't know. That's about $5.
You got 25 left.
Pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About $2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The sauce. Mm. You just gonna get regular tomato sauce. I'm gonna season that up. I got seasoned in the crib.
Yeah.
Mm.
How much? What's my total right now?
So right now you got seven. You're on seven right now.
So the tomato sauce is gonna be about $4.
What? $4 for tomato sauce?
I think so.
So we're coming to $11 now, yeah?
Yeah, $11 still.
Got 19.
You got 19 left.
Get the bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm. How much is that?
Are you getting the serious wine or are you getting the joke man wine?
The Lamborghini,
the screw top. That's about. I've been 12. We good. I'm a cook for her. She's gonna have wine. We good.
So everyone,
one bottle.
I'm drinking water.
But what if she's not a vegetarian though?
My food is good.
She's like, I'm in the mood for some chicken.
My food is good.
No, but if you're not vegetarian, you eat vegetarian food though.
My food is good.
Bruh, if a girl wants chicken and she's eating mushrooms, bro, she's gonna be.
No, but it depends on how it's made though.
If he knows what it is, it's mushrooms, then he's just gonna think it's a meat sauce. Y'all see this J. Carlton, he can cook as well, man. Y'all get the rest, the good food. Shit.
One of you, man, give me one. I need three.
What's that?
£30 date.
£30.
Done already, still.
Yeah, you've done yours. So out
of
you two.
I'm gonna buy a scores of dank. Scores of dank.
Is that we?
We're gonna We're gonna buy some sweets if you get the money.
That's it.
And bro, two magnums for us, bro. One each.
That's not the budget.
No, but magnums what? $3.99.
So $3.99.
So you got £2 sweet, £2 worth of sweets.
Right.
You get the £3 for £1, bro. Or the two.
That's you know. Straight to business, though.
£20.
Yeah, bro. We put on some next week.
£20 weed. £8 worth of alcohol. We so like literally two of them.
You have that. You have papers.
No, actually, everybody's got to hit this.
No, that's like buying seasoning, bro. Some things you already have, bro.
You spent $4 in seasoning.
No, you had seasoning already.
Oh, yeah, it's mad.
Tomato.
Ah, cool. In the comments, yeah, who's got the best date?
I think I got the best date.
Yeah, you might want
the best. I think I got the best date.
Nah, I was going to say the same.
All right, let's say your ticks, though.
My same as yours, bro.
Yeah, bro, really.
Same as yours, bro.
I can't lie.
I think mine's the best one. The only thing mine's lacking is loud, fam.
Now what I'm gonna do, yeah, I'm gonna ask her what does she want in it first of all.
Oh, come on,
nah. I'm gonna ask her what.
But you're on $30, mate. You're not asking her.
I'm gonna ask her.
Clear it, bro.
I'm gonna ask her. I'm gonna be like, well, what are you in the mood for? Tell me what she want. What protein does she want? Say what protein.
I don't want to change the topic, yeah. But there was another girl on TikTok, yeah, and basically, she made a video. She's like, a guy asked her on a date, innit? And the guy said on the date, yeah. No, he said in terms of the date, tell me where you wanna go and what day you wanna go, yeah, and we can go. Amazing. And you know what she said? She said, excuse me, if I wanted to do that, I'll date a girl. I'll be a lesbian. Like, why?
I don't get it.
Basically, she's saying you need to plan it.
Why are you asking me? Man up.
Why are you asking me where you wanna go, where I wanna go?
But I don't feel like that's mad to ask the girl where she wants to go.
It's a balance.
First time is mad.
But then after that, I feel like after that, girls still don't want to say where they want to go.
Then they got problems. I feel like they're trying to make it stand like, what?
I don't know. You got to try it for a while. Be like, yo, what are you in the mood for? Yeah. I mean for seafood. All right, cool, let's go, boom.
Hey, sometimes let's have some fun, man. Let's not just eat. Because me, I don't really like the dinner dates, man. I'll be real, man.
Do you feel like... Obviously, you said your sample size is small, yeah, but like the UK women, yeah, do they find you forward? Because obviously, we like us, man, we don't really like obviously we approach women, but we don't really approach women the way my man would approach women.
E, how do you approach women?
Yo.
Hey, yo, Sade. How do you approach women, bro?
How do I approach them?
Yeah.
It's different. It's different.
Like, let's approaches. Let's him take it back to bowling ball.
Okay.
So you see something that you like.
Try bowling ball.
Try bowling ball.
She was at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
What you drinking?
Mm.
And it goes from there.
That's calm, though.
No, but I'm saying, I was asking, do UK women find him forward? Because a lot of UK men are reserved. Like, a lot of UK men ain't really, like, obviously, certain men would, but.
All right, cool. Why do you think that you, like, why would you say that you are more forward than a UK man?
I don't think I am. I don't know.
You don't think so?
It's been a norm for him, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know how y'all move, so I don't know if I'm forward. I feel like
I feel like the term forward might be the wrong term, but, like.
A girl told me I was forward.
Yeah. I
feel like, because naturally, but in the UK, we're all reserved anyways. I feel like all of us in the UK, we're all reserved. We all care about how you're perceived and all of that.
We're used to girls being nasty to us, innit?
Y'all afraid of rejection?
Yeah.
Not
even rejection, bro. It's this attitude, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so compare the difference between attitudes between the American women. No, I'm not coming for them. Or the difference between attitudes in UK girls and American girls in terms of when you approach them.
I haven't gotten real attitude from a UK girl.
Is it?
But they're not going to give it to you. They give it to us.
Yeah, because they like my accent. They say, oh, you're not from here. So it's a different experience.
Different. Yeah, yeah.
Fair enough.
Once they even say a word, oh, you're American. Okay, cool.
That happened to him today when he walked into the building. I can't lie. A girl said, you're American. I won't even say who it was.
Is it someone that's helping us?
Yeah, man.
God. I see you. You're laughing there.
I see you. No, but I feel like it's fair though, because I feel like it's the same for us. Because the type of reception we get from American girls is pretty much similar. No, like we get.
It's not. But you got to.
It is though.
Yes.
We get. I would say
American women are forward though.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like they are way more forward.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
So, for example,
take black. Shopping.
That's an example.
That is an actual example. So I meant like in a sense of they will actually come and approach you
and like you about your accent.
Yeah, like they'll come and do you get what I'm saying? I still feel like
UK girls will do that to an American.
No, I feel like even if they're intrigued by his accent, they'll still wait for him.
On the long ones.
Nah, there's definitely gonna be girls that will hear his accent and want to chat to him, say, oh, you're from America, try it. You get me? I think that's a thing still.
Hmm. But he knows. Ain't American.
£30, brother. If your brethren, says to you, yo, if a girl ain't freeing up after I take her out, she's not leaving the yard.
You gotta talk.
You gotta remind him what he's saying.
You still
chat to my man.
We gotta talk.
No, you gotta talk to him. Like, bro, do you know what you just said?
Talk about it, yo.
Do you know what you just said? And if he's like, I know.
Like, we have to talk.
You need to understand that. Why do you think like that?
I might drop someone out for that, you know?
We have to talk.
It's because of legends, bro.
Yeah, you have to go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? I have a sister.
Nah, bro, it's like, you see, there's certain man here that, like, just the way they think, you could just get caught up in some stuff because next thing you know, you're just hearing bullets, stuff about
them. Like, if you move correct, you'll never get caught up in nothing.
What?
You won't, ever.
Nah, I can't say that.
You can.
Nah, you can get caught up in that. Them kind of situations are bare, like, they're techie still.
Mm. Do you believe birds of a feather flock together?
Nope.
I say yes or no.
Yes.
Yes. Because the thing is, as much as, like, I could talk, like, even I link up with you, man, like, every week. As soon as we leave this place and everyone goes to their houses, I can't vouch for what you're doing in that house, bro. But as far as I know, when we link up, we're like-minded, we have the same sort of hobbies, same sort of jokes, same sort of mindset. But as soon as you leave here, I don't know what you're doing.
But I feel like one person that might not be in your flock, but he's pretending to be the flock, but he might not be your flock. Might be out here doing...
Yeah.
Then I'm not.
Because niggas are scary, man.
Yeah. Bro.
Niggas are
scary, listen.
Like girls as well, though. Like, there's girls.
Yeah.
There's real nice girls, and their best friend is a.
Yeah.
Is a what?
What he said.
Treacherous, bro.
Word of the dead.
What's the word? I was going to ask, what is treacherous? What's treacherous?
Well, a treacherous act. I can tell you a treacherous act.
God.
Yeah, the treacherous act would be something along the lines of, I don't know, man. I don't know, like.
Just sleeping with friends, like she knows all, like we're cool, we're not like us three now, we're not like the tightest of friends, but she knows that all three of us know each other and she slept with all three of us.
Do you, man?
And she knows
the girls like
that. It's definitely girls like that, man.
And she's still slashing everybody. Treacherous.
Okay,
I know some girls like that, boy.
But some might say that's just the free spirit though.
Okay, I got a question for that. So
I lie, man.
I'm not gonna complain anyways.
I've got a question about that. So you've been chopping someone, whatever. But you ain't take it serious. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Your bridging likes her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does he like her then?
Hold on. Let me even backtrack. Forget him liking her. She likes him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why does she like him? Why?
Because he does stuff that you don't do.
Cool.
They have conversations.
He's a gentleman.
Yeah, he's a gentleman.
He's the holiday of the week.
You two, it's just sexual attraction. Cool, whatever, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Cool. They actually have a connection and they've never explored it. And she just happened to meet you first. Yeah. Cool. You and her are now like not doing nothing. Yeah. Cool. And she now pursues something with him and he reciprocates it. Is she treacherous?
I mean, I'll say no. I don't think she's treacherous, but I just feel like it depends on both of their intentions. So,
serious.
If the guy is actually into her like that, then but it's like, not treacherous. You know, thing, yeah, but
she's just moving.
So it's not treacherous because it means something to her.
Yeah, if it means something to
her. But it never meant nothing to you.
Yeah, so it's not a thing.
Yeah, there's context in it.
So what if it doesn't mean anything to her, but it never meant anything to you either? So you were chopping her and it didn't mean anything, and she's now chopping your bridge in and it don't mean nothing.
That's treacherous.
Why?
Because why are you doing that? Because you couldn't find any other nigga. Why has it got to be?
Why is it bothering you if you don't care?
I'm not gonna bother.
I look at you in a different light. Like I can't.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at you different still. Like, bro, that's my boy.
I'm not vouching for that.
No. I'm just saying, like, bro. Like, at the end of the day, bro, if I had a problem with it, my boy wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
I would have let my boy know that, nah, that's off, like, you get me? That's not on the cards. But, bruv, like, do your thing, but I definitely look at you differently. Like, why are you doing that?
So do you look at your boy differently?
No.
It's a slash.
It's ting, bruv. It's your ting, bruv.
Because my thing is, whether people want to admit it or accept it or not, there's always going to be a standard.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're a girl, you're in control, unless like the mad thing is happening and someone is forcing themselves on you. You're in control of who you're allowed to have sex with, who you're allowed to go on dates. You're in control of all of that. For the guy, he's the one that's gonna be trying. He's the one that's gonna, you know, shoot your shot. And it's up to you to accept it or not. So whatever you accept, I'm gonna judge you off of what you accept, bro. And that's just how I see it, man.
Now I hear it, Storm. But yeah, because I have to present counter arguments to everything.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. No, I'm just being devil's advocate. I don't actually believe this stuff, innit?
No, you don't. No,
I know. I don't believe
it. This, the story you said sounded a bit familiar.
Uh-oh.
Nah, it's not. This is not sounding familiar.
I'm joking, man.
But, okay, cool.
Dingy.
I'm crying.
Nah.
No, it's not something. Cool. The girl means absolutely nothing to you.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. And she's literally just enjoying herself, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You're saying you're looking at her funny, but then you gotta look at it like, your boy is now looking at your beat and saying, I want to beat her. Like, he's looking at the girl that you're chopping and he's thinking about chopping her as well.
That's light though.
That's, yeah, if you can think it, but bro, it's
so that's what I'm saying. And now you're done.
Yeah.
He's straight away, he's gone in there.
Well, yeah. Gonna come and tell me.
You're gonna show that.
You're gonna show me first though.
But you don't look at it like, right, like,
no.
Cool down.
Because it's a chop.
What? You finished with what? Was it lit?
It's a chop, bro. You don't own chops, bro.
No, I'm not saying you own it, but I'm saying you wouldn't sign that away, like, bro, like, so there's other girls out there.
Your
like,
girl.
Why are you on this one so heavy?
Not on no one.
You get what I'm trying to
say? No,
yes.
like, your boy is, like, why are you starving? Like, you're coming for this one, like, straight away, like, as soon as I'm done, like.
That don't bother me, man.
I don't really
care, bro. By the way.
If I'm out of it, then I'm, bro, you can do what you want, man. You get me?
No, you can 100%. I'm not saying you feel away about it, but I'm saying you wouldn't, because I'm asking you, would you do that? Your boy is sleeping with a girl, yeah, casually. Means absolutely nothing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Time difference though. What's the time difference?
Probably like as soon as you're done, he's like
within a week.
Yeah, right, cool. Like, so what about if it's 2 years after?
No, that's nothing. 2 years is nothing.
But then someone could, that's what I'm saying. Everyone's just gotta do what they want to do, innit? Because someone could say,
As long as your boy has been there, you shouldn't be doing it. And someone could say, oh, if it's straight
I
after.
Well, that's just the difference, though. If it's your girl, then yeah, I might hear it. I can hear it.
Mm. Yeah, if it's not your girl, that's the mad thing is, yeah, if you did not deal that girl, she like, bro, she's not off limits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't cuff her, bro,
she's
anyone.
Anyone, bro.
You get me?
It's true. So,
no matter how long you took
it, to, yeah,
bro, yeah.
As long as you didn't cuff her, but as soon as you cuffed her,
over. Don't ever.
I don't even want to know about.
Yeah.
Automatic, you could have the longest girl in the world, but once I know you've cuffed her, hey, you're so ugly.
It's
I don't even want to.
But I've even been in a situation like this where there's a guy that I know. No, I don't watch this. There's a guy that I know, yeah. No. There's a guy that I know. He was chopping someone, innit, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there was chopping. And then she was feeling me, innit. But I wasn't really feeling her though. Oh. You get me? It's not my spec, innit.
You said you wasn't feeling.
No, it's not my spec. Not my spec, innit.
You're feeling her, man.
So what spec first and foremost?
Not her, innit.
what didn't she have?
I don't know, it's just not my spec, man. Mm. It's not my spec.
Let's be cool. Let's try and answer this. Come on. What did she have?
Yeah, well, like, what was she lacking?
Was it the body? Was it the face?
It was the face.
Cool.
It was the face.
That's enough still.
It was the face. It was everything, man. Just wasn't my spec. It wasn't my spec. But she was feeling me, innit, yeah? She was feeling me and she stopped chopping him.
How do you know she was feeling you? Because we're gonna get this is you,
because she kept on flirting with me.
I think it's a court.
You can take me to court, bro. You can take me to your. I'll bust it, man.
This is what Madam like. Madam love to do.
Bro, take me to court, bro. Take me to court.
Your boyfriend's a beat round here, and you're in the room. You're bare flirting, but I'm showing off. And then she starts to like you. Why does she like you?
No. I can't even say too much because it's a bit bait, innit, yeah? But we was always around, like, as a group, we was always kind of around each other, innit, yeah?
And you was making bad jokes, yeah?
But I'm just being me, innit? Mm. That's how I am, innit?
As in, just around, like, on a friendship thing or, like, you're around when the shit's going to happen?
Bleep this, yeah? It was during innit?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the girl would always be around.
Okay.
You get me?
Yeah.
So she was feeling me. You man won't ever guess who it is, so it's calm.
I know, right?
No, you don't, trust me. So she was feeling me, but I wasn't really, she's not my spec, innit? So I was like, mm-hmm. I was backing off. She stopped chopping my man, innit? Mm-hmm. And he was pissed off with me about it.
But how, that's what I'm saying, how do you know it's because of you?
I don't know what.
No, but why is your guy pissed off with
you? Yeah, like how did that, what's going
on? No, he said to me, he spoke to me, said, bro, like, oh, you're doing something with her, like, well, I stopped having sex with her. I said, no, I'm doing nothing with her, bro.
I think that means he was starting to like her then.
But that's the thing, she's a chop.
Nah,
she's a chop, man.
You can't determine if he's a chop.
You can't tell him.
You can't tell her, bro.
But she's a chop, bro.
You can't determine.
But she's a chop, bro. You can't. With me, no, I didn't chop it. But it's like you. It's like some. Cool. I can't really judge who man can wife, innit? Yeah. But it's like, bro. Say nothing. Then do what you want.
I've therefore been with a girl that man's actually liked, but I'm not gonna show anyone that I like her.
Why?
It didn't materialize, did it?
That's what because it didn't materialize.
Yeah, maybe even in my head, I kind of knew it was never gonna materialize. Mm. Like, don't change the fact that man actually dig the girl, like, man was actually liking her. But you get me, to everyone else, was this?
But my thing was just like, bro, don't catch feelings, bro. Like,
why? Nah, you can't say that, man.
Because you know what it is, especially because she started feeling me or whatever. I'm thinking, bro, don't. That should even already put you off to not catch feelings. You already like everyone knew what that type of girl she was or what she was on. And she proved it. So it's like, why even catching feelings, bro? Like, we all knew this. Then obviously you were the lucky guy that was to chop her.
Yeah.
And then now that she's acting like how she's meant to be acting, you're being pissed. Like, come on, man. Like,
okay.
I don't know, man. Man, I'm a funny, bro. But yeah, that situation happened with me, bro. It was scary.
But I heard that still.
Make sure you bleep that thing though, yeah, please.
What would you say is the maddest situation that you've been in with a girl over in the States?
Maddest as in?
Like, in terms of just how things went, like, you get me, your experience with, like, what would you say, like, what's the maddest situation you've been in with a girl?
The craziest.
That's a bit, like, wide, though, innit? So...
Them New York girls are crazy, though, heard?
Oh, okay, true. Let me try and narrow it down.
Like, give me an example.
Cool. So, when was your last relationship?
As in, cuffing a girl.
Yeah.
It's texting, telling multiple.
Oh, you go, mate.
Before COVID, yeah?
Before COVID. Before COVID.
So if you knew this guy after COVID, it wasn't that strong.
you sure you wanna go with that one?
I think so.
Alright, cool. 4 years ago. So within those 4 years, yeah, what has been the craziest experience you've had with that girl? You come out of a relationship, you're back outside, you're chatting to girls, you're going on dates, you might have a chop there, whatever. What's the craziest experience you've had within those 4 years?
You still didn't give me an example of what's the crazy...
Like, you're chatting to a girl.
So tell us something crazy that's happened to you. So you can have an idea.
Craziest thing. Let me think. Craziest thing that's happened with
like, you'd be chatting to maybe two girls, yeah, at the same time, yeah? For example, and none of them are your girlfriend, but one starts to move mad. Like, she is your girlfriend.
She's stalking me, you
say? Yeah, something like that.
Anything.
I don't have that.
There we go.
You don't have any crazy experiences or anything with women?
I tell them what it is.
Like toxic women or anything.
I don't lie. Mm-hmm. I'm an honest, dark skin, mustachian American man.
Mustachian. I love the mustachian.
If they ever feel a way, I tell them, listen, you know what you got into.
That's bad, though.
So you told them the truth from the jump, yeah?
True.
All right. What is your truth? What do you
I'm not about? Ready for a relationship.
But you know what's magic? I know you say that, but then you start doing relationships.
That's what I was going to ask. What I was going to ask every guy in this room, yeah?
Someone in this room is nodding, by the way. We can't see her, but she's nodding.
What is relationship shit?
Vigorous.
I disagree with that statement, though. I'm just going to put it out there.
Let me bring it down. Yeah, cool. So you tell a girl from the jump, yo, I don't want a relationship. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
cool.
Good enough for me.
No, wait. Cool. You're now trying to see her every week.
Taking is he trying to see you?
No, you're trying. You're the guy.
I'm trying to see her. Yes. Yeah, she's trying to see me.
Bro, she's going to see you. She likes you, bro.
So we like you.
Hold on. Let me finish. You might not try to get my point up already.
Sorry.
Yeah. So you're already taking up her time. Yeah. Time that she.
My time is straight as well.
But you're choosing to, that's what I'm saying,
FaceTime.
So cool, you're not calling her every day, you're talking to her every day, you're taking her out on dates, yeah? You're hugging up with her, you are sleeping together and then you're cuddling afterwards, yeah? Yeah, you're doing all these things that, quote unquote, are relationship things.
Yeah.
Yeah, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have to define relationship things and unrelationship things.
That's the thing, what is
it? I'll tell you the difference, bro.
There's a difference between cheating someone nice. Yeah.
You have to be harsh.
Between cheating someone nice.
No,
that's
mental. No. That is mental.
You don't know what to like, you be harsh.
You don't want to be a
You come to my house.
I don't want to be there. I've got to cheat like shit now.
I don't agree.
My point is this now, cool. You're now cuddling her every time you lot are sleeping together.
Wait. Is it my like condoms, isn't it?
100%, I hear it. But you're now doing, like, you're taking up all her time. You're constantly trying to do it.
Is she taking up?
We're taking up each other's time.
But you're the one that's initiating it after you've told
because
me.
Because they say a man should lead. Of course, I'm gonna fucking lead.
But you don't want to be in a relationship with her.
I don't care. I've told you that.
So why are you? But you're ignoring her emotions, yeah? Because you want to get cuddles. You can cuddle and not feel nothing, yeah? Let me finish.
Okay, go on.
You can cuddle and not feel nothing, yeah?
Cuddle. I don't feel nothing.
Bro, you just said it. I want cuddles.
But I'm feeling something.
Wait, what are you feeling?
It's just not enough for me to get, like, settle down.
Cool.
So I'm feeling something. Like, that's what I'm doing. It. I'm loving what I'm feeling.
So you're now hugging her up, kissing her up, all of these things here, and you know, that you've already said to her once, I don't want to be in a relationship.
Mm. Yeah.
You're now doing all of these things, yeah, constantly.
Mm. That could
every single time, are you telling her periodically, I don't want to be in a relationship?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're constantly saying that?
Yes.
Constantly?
Yeah.
What you're doing is dropping disclaimers in case something goes wrong. That's what you're doing still.
What do you say?
You're just dropping disclaimers in case something goes wrong. Like,
no.
No.
She isn't asking you, do you want to be a relationship?
Yeah, exactly.
You're just doing it. You're just doing these things.
But
yeah?
You see what it is, yeah? I feel like you see the same things that you probably think is wrong and like you shouldn't be doing if you're not trying to cuff her. There's so many girls that are cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're okay with
it. I don't agree with that.
110%.
I don't have no crazy mad stories.
110%.
But how long are you doing this for? Have you ever, can you sit here right now and look me in my eyes and tell me, yeah, that you've been doing this thing, you've been doing this stuff with a girl for longer than a year?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
American girls are different, though. Let's
no, but even UK girls, bro. Even UK girls, bro.
Come on, man.
Even UK girls.
I'm a bag.
Does she want to be in a relationship with you?
Yes.
So she's hanging on to the fact that you might change your mind.
That's her own fault, then.
Okay, then. Cool. That's my. But you
don't hang on. I already told you.
You know this.
Cool. Have you ever had a situation where she hasn't said that? It could be a possibility. Like maybe, like if someone wants to say, "Oh, put money on whether she wants to be in a relationship or not," you probably go for yes, she wants to be in a relationship. But she hasn't said this. Yeah, she hasn't expressed it. Oh,
she might just be having fun like I'm having fun.
You man's fun is different still.
So what? So if you don't want to be in a relationship with her,
I'm not fucking you.
But so what are you taking her on dates? Fucking and says go home.
If I'm not trying to get in a relationship,
yeah. So what are you doing?
You will never catch me staying over your house.
Yeah.
You will never catch me hugging you up. Afterwards, you will never.
Okay.
For me personally, I feel like I'm leading you.
So other than
my girl, bro.
Other than
I'm not saying,
other than bringing her to her yard and or to going to her yard and fucking, what else are you doing? That's it.
Probably. Probably.
Nah, you shouldn't even jump her to the station then, if that's what you're saying.
If I'm not trying to wife you, yeah,
mm.
and it's literally just I'm just trying to chop because ultimately that's what I'm trying to do, yeah, then I wouldn't be dating you. Dating and chopping is two different things, bro.
Why we can't be friends?
We can be friends, but
you're going out on dates. You're doing way too much, though.
No.
My best friends, I don't sleep with. Words, bro. My friends.
What do you mean in terms of
my boyfriend?
Hold on. I'm one of you, isn't it?
Go on.
You said we're from different worlds. In terms of what?
As in, like, the norm for you is to not be in a relationship, but you also.
Want no,
to
that's not the norm. And what? Are you talking about age or?
Have you been in one?
I haven't been in a relationship.
And that's my point. So you might.
That's not because it's the norm. That's just because of how I am, how I'm built, my experiences.
I believe, if you've had a girl, you've had a long-term relationship, and you've gone on dates with her, and you know that this is my girl and I want to take her hair, you wouldn't take any random girl to the same place, bro.
No.
But it doesn't, bruv. There's so many places to go in the UK.
Like what? Shisha?
Bruv, shisha lounges, there's restaurants, there's activities.
No, I'm not disputing. It's not even about the type of place for me.
For walking the park, if
I'm not trying to be with you, why am I stepping out with you, bro?
Like, I hear it, though.
If you're not my friend,
I hear it.
I don't sleep with my friends, innit? So I'm not going to sleep with you. So if I'm going out with my female brethren, then I'm going out
to my female brethren.
That's my point. So if I'm going out with a girl and I want to go out and have a vibe, and enjoy it, but I'm not like just in a wife.
Female bedroom.
My female bedroom. Okay? Yeah. Like, we can have a vibe, and I'll go home.
And I can comfortably be outside.
Female friends like that. Okay. So
that's your choice.
No, because I just thought I have them. No, I'm not sure of all of them.
No, I'm not saying that you have. That you are. Yeah. I'm saying that you probably have. You probably crossed that line to the point where you can't do that no more. What I'm saying to you is, if I'm I'm telling you,
if my female friends don't look good in front of me, I don't want you.
See, that's good. See what I'm saying?
You can't control yourself. You just want to see what I have to jump.
If I'm stepping out of a girl, unless you're my brethren, why am I? If you're not my brethren, and I'm not dating you, why am I stepping out with you?
I hear it, though.
No, I
like going out.
I hear it.
And listen.
But my brother's there to go out.
I have both.
My friend's there to go out. I go out with my friend.
I have both. Still.
Yeah. I have to go out with a girl that I'm trying to
Because she's different. You see, one thing about me, my thing is, I just believe that you don't have to be in a relationship to have certain experiences.
You have to. What I'm saying to you,
like, there's stuff like holiday romances. That's why the stuff even exists.
Holiday romances are very short, bro. You've never seen a holiday romance. What's the longest holiday romance you could have?
Bro, the girl can still come to your country. You can go back to her country. Holiday romances can last for time, bro.
Holiday romance.
It's not an affair because you're not in. If you're single, if you're both single, it's not an affair, bro.
A holiday romance is on holiday, bro.
And it can change from a holiday romance to now it's a.
When you're not on holiday, that's what I'm saying to you. So you go on to holiday, you go to her country for a week.
Yeah.
For that week, you can do your thing, and then you go back to your country, and there's a big break, bro. You're not constantly going out.
You might still be.
Talking is totally different to taking
someone. Right, cool, but I get what Draco's saying, though.
She comes to your country.
I get what he's saying as well.
What are you gonna do? You're just gonna fuck her. That's it.
I'll talk to her. And I'll take her out.
So you're going to take her on a date,
bro? She's not from here, bro.
I get what he's saying. I get what Jake was saying, though.
It's okay.
Because
she's not my girl.
I'm not dating her.
There's some shit. There's some straight ones you don't mind going on dates with, though.
No.
So basically, you're not dating her because of the gap between how long you've seen her, right?
Bro, if she comes to this country, yeah.
She's a tourist, bro.
She's a tourist. I might go out because she doesn't want to stay. She's not from here. I'm taking her out. Cool. That's fine. I'm not dating her, bro. I'm not
here before. She's been to these.
That's cool. But she doesn't live in the UK, bro. I'll go 6 months without seeing her. I don't have to, but why not?
All right, so if you're on the mood, yeah, say if you're on the mood to go out, you just want to go out, have some nice food, yeah. You're gonna call one of your female bedrooms.
Who you talking about?
Simple question.
If I want to have food,
you wanna have nice food, you wanna go out, wanna have nice food, innit? Yeah. Give me like a nice restaurant, like any nice restaurant. Nov.
Yeah.
Wanna go Novi, yeah? That's what you're in the mood for.
The mandem.
No, but you're not in the mood to be sometimes you don't want to be a mandem. Yeah, you wanna go with a girl.
Shut my bridging. What am I taking a girl?
It's never that though. I'm hungry.
Okay, cool.
And I want to shout girl. That's not my girl.
So wait, you're telling me, yeah, you could take a female friend to Novikov and you don't think that she could even see that as you selling her a dream?
No, because the conversations that we're having, we're vibing, and she put.
Nah, yeah.
Telling about girls that I'm chopping.
I have some female friends I can go out and it's nothing.
I've never done anything like that.
I've got some friends.
That's why, bro.
I've got a female friend. Yes, I'll say one that I can definitely say she's my female friend.
Okay.
You like her?
Yeah. Yeah, she has to.
Yes, yeah.
She has to.
Can you go out with her?
Yeah, I can go out with her.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
But I wouldn't though. I don't go out with her. I can go out with her, but it's not our thing. Like, we can link up and chill. Probably don't go out like that.
So, where are we chilling?
I can go to her house. She might come to mine.
But
I can go for drinks.
That
light drinks, like day drinks.
Unless it's like a group team, we haven't done
that. That's a one-on-one myth then, isn't
it? I haven't done no one-on-one with her like that, no.
I don't know, man. I feel like I have friends female friends I can... But then, same thing with Draco. I've been on... If I don't want to wife a girl, I can still go out of her as well, though.
No, 100%.
Same time.
I say that, but we asked, would you do it? And I said... Personally, for me... Okay, I don't know.
I feel like... Do you want to be honest, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like... If the girl that you don't want to take as a wife here, yeah, if she's lang enough here, yeah, you'll take her out, bro.
No.
That's what I think.
If I don't want a wife,
if she's dank.
If she's dank, then I probably want a wife, bro. What do you mean? It's not sense.
It's one of them ones, you're a bit embarrassed, you don't want to be seen with the girl or not.
Bro, no.
If I don't want to be seen.
Those are not the ones I'm taking out.
That's what I'm saying. That's not the one you're taking out. You're just taking her to the crib. You're a bit embarrassed. You're a bit embarrassed of her.
If you're chopping, you don't want to be embarrassed about.
Listen, yeah.
That's bad.
And niggas will come here and act like this ain't the thing, but one thing I've clocked about niggas, yeah, their level of tolerance for nice things. Very different.
Thank you. Thank you.
All of a
thank
sudden,
you.
All of a sudden, the thing that you wouldn't do for
really
the
privilege.
Thank you.
Nice thing now. You're doing it.
The dead thing. Not even. Okay. Not dead thing. Not. Wait. Jekyll.
It depends on how old you are.
The nice thing. Yeah. You're paying for the cab home.
Exactly.
The other thing you say. Right. But. From anywhere, bro.
Then again, yeah.
What are you taking the lengthy out for? You're telling me that you're taking the lengthy out and you don't see yourself wifing it. You're just chopping.
Yeah.
Of course.
Let me even change my mind here, because there's some girls that won't link you unless you take them out.
Exactly. So what are you going to do then?
If I'm taking a girl, we're dating, bro. This is not a chop.
Ah, cool. What if, yeah? This girl, she is leng.
Like, then we're dating.
Wait now. But she lives in Manchester.
We're dating.
No. She lives in Manchester. You live in London.
You just date every leng.
So,
no. What I'm saying is I'll pick who I'm dating. Bro.
No, dude. Let's be real. Right, cool. You live in London. She lives in Manchester. The likelihood that even the time you guys are going to have to each other, how frequent you're going to see each other, it's not doable. It's not like a girl from London. She lives in Manchester. So the girl is leng. Whenever she comes down, she don't just want to stay in a hotel, stay in your crib and fuck. She wants to go out.
Yeah.
But she's going to see you, I don't know, maybe like...
2 weekends a month, max. Yeah.
Let's say she sees you once a month.
Where's Manchester? How far, like, distance?
3 hours?
Driving.
4 hours?
Like 4 or 5 hours. Driving, 4 or 5... Train is like 2.5 hours, 3 hours.
I'll probably allow it. I would probably leave it alone.
Why would you leave it alone?
Because that's long. I'm not trying to take you out every single time you come out. and I'm not trying to see you once a month. If I'm taking you out, we need to be seeing each other more than that. Otherwise, I'm not
okay, would you say, would you say that you're only saying that now because of where you're at in life? No. That's always been your mentality.
It's always been my mentality.
Fair enough.
Because my thing is, yeah.
Don't believe it, but fair enough.
You don't have to believe it.
No, no, say fair enough.
I can show you, bro.
Come on, show me.
It's not even enough. In a sense of, I'll leave it alone if I don't want to. If I'm not, you can be Leng. But if I'm gonna, if I'm not on dating you and you're on some, you have to take me out, then I'll leave you alone. Because what's the point? I don't want to go out with you.
No, you're worried.
I don't see you like that. So I'm not going to go out with you. And then you're telling me that you're not going to link me unless you go out. So that, bro, how many times have you had a girl that you'll be chatting to for time, you'll be longing it off? She'll tell you, yeah, we need to go here. And you'll be like, yeah, cool, we're going to. And we never link.
Yeah, but that's because I don't want to go out with her, though.
Because I can think you're Leng, but I don't want to take you out. I don't want to date you.
Nah, you're not Leng enough, then.
You're not Leng enough, bro.
You might not lose it.
Not only that, but it's more to it, bro, but I'm telling you.
It's my money, bro. I know I have to spend my money, bro. If I don't want to spend my money on this girl, I'm not going to. That's how Leng you are. I don't get it. Man telling me about she's Leng. So what?
You're Leng.
What does that mean?
Leng.
You're Leng and I'm 3 bills down. The girl wanted to beat. But please, man.
Like, you're Leng. So,
listen.
What do you mean?
Listen, pretty privilege is out there, boy.
Pretty privilege.
I've done some things where I was like, hey, damn. I wouldn't normally do this, but you can't lie. It
now,
nah, it paid off.
I don't regret it.
How?
Bro, I got what I wanted.
Do you feel like
it paid off, bro.
Bro, you see what it is? Sometimes, yeah, you see that shit, man.
Yeah, go on, continue.
Sometimes, yeah, for me, yeah, it's not just about the chop, it's the experience.
Yes.
Sometimes I actually enjoy the experience.
Yes, I enjoy the
I like going out sometimes, bro.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
You see, I'm tired of my your thing is, yeah.
It's a chop, bro.
It's a chop, bro. It's a chop.
Yeah, your thing is, yeah, you're labeling it. I'm doing what I want to do and I'm enjoying my experience.
Yeah.
You might be dating, I'm going to have fun.
So you're dating? You
date a lot of women.
Yeah, so you date?
Yeah.
That's dating.
Okay, I don't chop. I don't have no. Yeah, I'm chopping.
Because we...
No, but you chopped it after the date. What you did?
You're chopping.
After the what?
After the date.
I'm talking about these girls that you're saying to them strictly, yo, we will never be in a relationship.
Not never. By now, we ain't...
That's
you, might, you might sell them a small dream to give them something.
We might do this.
This is what I say.
Not me.
I'm not ready for a relationship.
Right now.
And that's it. Like,
That's not enough in my eyes.
I'm not ready for a relationship, so we can.
You're basically telling a girl, I'm not ready for a relationship right now, but stick around for long enough.
I'm telling you, yeah, I've been in there several times where I tell a girl, yo, I'm not ready for a relationship. She said, yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, I'll say right now, yes.
There we
and
go.
She'll be like, yeah, I can't lie. I'm looking for a relationship right now, so we can't
done.
Do this.
Done.
Yeah.
And she'll tell
done.
Me that.
That's it then.
Done. 100%. Done.
So what is the problem?
Done.
And I didn't say there's a problem.
And I still take her out on a date and we have be friends.
We might never go on a date. You told me that you don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
you're saying
you can't do what we're doing right now.
We friends. So
cool. You don't want saying you want a relationship right now. I'm telling you that
it's a myth
for a relationship right now. We're not on the same page. You don't want to do this no more. But we can be.
You don't do that off the first date, man.
That is what it is.
You don't say it off the first date, man.
Huh?
On the first date, you say it.
On my life, God strike me down if I'm lying, bro. When I'm talking to a girl, when I'm talking to a girl, she asks me that, like, we'll have that kind of conversation. Be like, what are you looking for a relationship? Like them kind of questions. She'll be like, oh, what about you? I'll be like, right now, I can't lie. I'm not looking for a relationship, but if it comes and I'm feeling it and it works out for me,
that's not a dream.
That's not a dream. That's not a dream. That's not a dream.
Bro,
it's a little dream.
It's not a little dream, but
it's a little bit of hope.
But I'm telling you, yeah.
Is it a dream?
It's a little bit of hope.
Or is it honesty?
It's hope.
Cool.
It's hope in there. It's hope. It's hope.
Is it honesty?
It's a dream. Ah, cool.
It's hope in there.
You say it's a dream, but that's just my reality.
It's a dream.
Is it really a dream?
I'm telling you, man, all right, cool. Yeah, you've probably said, yeah.
I don't think it's a dream.
Like, right. No, I'm not finished.
Now, go on.
That's your route. You're messed up.
Your
plate
has
been scrambled.
No, it hasn't.
Okay, go on.
Alright, cool. I'm talking to someone else that's probably been in the same sort of position.
Okay, go on.
Yeah. You said to a girl that, alright, cool. Right now, I'm not looking for a relationship. Does that mean that at that point where you said you're not looking for a relationship, you cannot be in a relationship? Full stop.
Things can change.
Yeah.
Could you not meet someone?
Changed,
wait a minute. Could you not meet someone the next week, the week
and
after?
She changed.
And she shows you a different sort of light to life. a different sort of light to relationships, a different sort of light to how girls can
facts.
And now you want to be in a relationship.
That's facts. Another girl. The girl that you said.
Did I say I'm not ready? Come on, man. Did I say you? The girl I'm speaking to now.
You said to you, I'm just.
I said I'm not ready for a relationship right now, but if something comes along that works for me that I'm happy
that's
with.
The hope.
I can love you.
Hope. You've given the girl rope. She's now thinking, okay.
If you stop it at, I'm not ready for it. That's it. Boom. You've given her. I might be able to do something. I might be able to change.
Give me the power.
In her head, she's like,
I sell dreams then. Wait, here's what it is.
90% of men sell dreams. They even know they're selling dreams, bro.
Even hugging in bed is selling dreams.
Well, I'm cold though.
Then use your
dream.
Cost of living, man.
Put your heater on. Wear clothes.
I can't put the heater on, bro. Do you know how much they're charging for heating?
And that's it, like it's calm.
Do you know how much they're charging for heating per minute, though?
That's wild. The kiss on the foot.
Bro, let me flip it now, yeah? So what about the girls, yeah? Cool. Let's say a girl's coming from a different country now. She's telling you she's gonna be around for this amount of day. You lot have been chatting. She tells you, cool. She's looking for stuff to do. You provide her somewhere to go, like a motive. You get her tickets, her and the girls' tickets. You guys have fun. They're saying, and she's now saying, I want something to eat after. Let's go out to eat. She knows you're gonna pay for all of these things. You're going out to eat.
But I'm
probably
not...
go get more drinks. And then after that, you drop her home to a hotel, wherever she's staying. She goes back to her bed. You go to your room. Is she selling you dreams then?
I wouldn't pay for that stuff.
Okay, dude, you wouldn't. But there's people that will. And there's several people that have that.
Yeah.
Is she selling you a dream there?
Did you not hear my man just say, if he spends £30, he expects everything.
Forget about my man.
My man's different, bro. That's not my man's, bro.
A girl has basically been like, she wants something to do. We've gone and done this. We've gone and done that.
She told me a little dream, bro. A little one, though.
You probably thought you was getting excited that night.
So tell me the game's the game. Everyone's getting sold a dream at some point.
But that's my point. You can choose not to sell a dream by not doing.
But the difference, in my eyes, is I'm keeping it real. That's actually how I think at the time. I'm not sending you a dream. I'm not lying to you and saying, I don't want to be in a relationship full stop, because I probably do. I want a relationship at some point.
Do you really, though?
110%.
But that girl, you know that girl is not, you don't want her, though.
It depends. I can't lie. It depends.
If you know with that girl there that you don't want a relationship, you should not be doing certain things.
Going out on dates?
Yes.
Okay.
Me personally, if you know, I believe that. If you don't want that girl there, don't take her out.
But okay, what about for the girls?
The bar count as a date, taking her to the bar just for drinks.
Leaving the house is a date, bro.
Anyway, if you both leave your house.
Leaving the house is a date.
What I'm saying is,
even if you're chilling in a car, it's a date.
That's
card date.
And the thing is, but it's also got to be two things. It's got a fit of criteria as well. So if you know she likes you. Why?
What about the girl knows I like her? This is why, yeah, my thing is.
You don't like her, though, man. You just want
to know. Allow it. My thing is, yeah, with me, I don't really care. I'm being so honest. I don't give a toss. Because I've been on the other end. I've been in cases where I've spent peas on girls.
Mm.
And they probably made it seem like, they were enjoying themselves.
Did you like them?
I liked them at the time. Maybe after how they treated me, I don't like you no more.
What is it to like somebody?
Bruv.
Gotta be sweat.
You're attracted to them. Maybe
that's called lust.
You wouldn't sleep with them.
No. I'm saying you're attracted to them. You have a good time with them.
Hmm.
And like, this is still early stages. So for that period of time where you find them attractive, you're having a good time with them. In my eyes, I like you.
The vibe is good, man.
Are you acting out of character?
Am I acting out of character? What do you mean?
When you like this girl.
No, because I always keep it relaxed anyways. Like, bro.
You don't like her, bro.
No, because I'll never do the most. Unless I'm 100% secure in that situation, I'm never going to do the most. I will only do what I'm comfortable with.
I
think you've never liked a girl.
That's cat,
man. In fact, I think you liked one.
Hey. I've liked more than one.
Since I've known you, you've liked one.
Wow.
I think all of these other ones that you are...
Nah, that's not true.
You don't like them, bro.
My thing is,
number one.
Obviously, my dad left me, innit? My dad left me, so that...
Yo.
Hey, Tyrese.
That's a twang.
It's something that I've never been raised by.
But don't you say, I know, not even just my... I feel like with life experiences, I've just kind of been molded in a way that I don't really hold on to things too much. Like I've seen different things happen from family doing things wrong, like from friends doing like nothing surprises me anymore. So I've kind of molded myself in a way that I tried not to get too attached. So if anything leaves, like I have to make myself be okay with that. And I feel like that's just how I've molded myself to.
That's what's stopping you from actually liking someone.
Yeah. Fair enough. That's fair enough. But that's my reality.
It's called trauma. I can educate
100%. You. 100%. That's the thing. I'm not denying it. And I'm not saying that that's not the case. But I'm telling you, that's my reality, right? Yeah. I'm not going to let, you know, I'm not going to let someone in too much unless we build that kind of comfortability, that kind of rapport where I can let you in more and more. But
well, you see what I'm saying, though, innit?
Yeah, 100%. But I just feel like, bro,
I'm with you.
Me?
But yeah, but regardless of the trauma, whatever you want to call it, I feel like that's how you should be. Because in life, you're going to be disappointed. Like I had a close boy that I thought this guy would be around forever. I'll come to your wedding, you'll come to my wedding. And that didn't happen. Like he passed away. So these are things that there's going to be.
I thought you were going to say something else, like he snakes or something.
No, but yeah, like, and I'm just saying in terms of life, like I've come to a point where I believe that, bro, nothing is promised. And you can't, you know, you can't be too hopeful in a sense. Mm. You can't think that whatever's here today is gonna be here tomorrow. So I've kind of molded myself in a way that it's gonna hurt me, but I'm not gonna let it cut me like where I don't know what to do with myself right now.
It's not good though.
I feel like it's a way of coping, fam. That's the way I cope.
You got to talk to somebody about that still.
No, I don't think so, you know.
You do though. You gotta release that.
Yeah.
But in what sense though? Release it in what sense? Because I'm not like right even from the time I'm telling you man about this, it's not like it's something that I'm uncomfortable with. I just feel like it's just something that it's the reality.
No, but it's something you're going through, innit? You keep it within yourself, it's gonna eat you, bro.
But in what sense though? Help me understand
as in, cool, let me just say this, for example, you might find it hard to trust somebody or keep somebody around because you're in fear that they might leave at any point. Like no one's here forever, innit?
So no, that's not. I don't think that's my reason. It's not about. It's not. I'm not scared about them leaving.
I don't think you know your reasons, though. You feel. I feel like you believe something, but you're not gonna know it fully because your mind ain't open to the other side.
Why can't it just be he hasn't found the right girl?
Because you don't like speaking to people, so you don't even like even say nothing.
Nah, because you know what I think. You know what I believe is different. Yeah? Because let's say right now, if I was a millionaire. Very well established in my business, I'm very comfortable in everything I do, then I can let you know everything. You can know whatever the fuck you want to know about me.
I don't agree with that.
So if you're financing, you know.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
No, it's just, I'm just like, where I'm at right now, I'm still working on a lot of things and I don't want to let that, I feel like in that sense, I don't want to let people know, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to let too many people know what it is that I'm not happy about, what it is that I'm still working on.
Mm.
Because I just feel like, why do you even need to know that? Shit.
But that won't change when you become a millionaire. You still have the same mindset.
Yeah, but then I feel like I'll be in a different mindset. That's my belief, innit? Everyone's entitled to their own belief. I'm in my auntie.
You gotta be who you are before you become who you are.
Yeah.
I heard that. That's true. But this is the thing about life, bro. No, 100%. You gotta be 100%. I fully dig that. But okay, cool. With what you're saying now, so you're basically saying, if you're gonna be more vulnerable when everything is settled, like let's say like cool, Jay Carton now takes off, you're selling millions of clothes worldwide. Are you telling me that how comfortable you're gonna be with like telling your story, your current status in life, everything? Are you gonna be the same way when that happens or how you are now?
You can tell your story through all your stages.
Okay, but the fluidity of the story. Where do you think you're going to be more fluid in how you're telling your story? Would you tell it now or would you tell it when things take off?
When it's all said and done.
But
so when it takes off,
nobody cares when you're still struggling. Nobody cares when you're still struggling.
Exactly. That is my point.
Gotcha. Okay.
No. Because if someone is actively asking you,
does that mean they care?
Don't mean they care, bro. There's nosy.
No, man. Okay. Don't give me that.
Don't mean they care. Don't mean they care, man.
No sense because people are going to ask. Listen,
the people that care.
I can tell someone right now. You might ask, Draco, what's going on? Like, what's wrong? I could tell you, bro, I've got one business idea. And I feel like I need 10 bags to make this thing cross the line. You might even have 30 bags, 50 bags in your account. Are you going to give me that 10 bags that I need?
If I believe in you.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You believe in me. You care about me, but you don't believe in me. Why the fuck am I telling you?
Because You have to convince me that you have a plan, bro.
I'm convinced you, but you're not convinced.
Even if you have a million, bro, I'm not going to care unless you convince me.
I'm telling you all my plans, everything.
But that don't mean it's a good plan.
I mean it's a good plan, though. You have to convince me.
Okay, bro. But what about if I can still make it happen with someone else's 10 bags?
Then make it happen.
Cool. But you care about me. You've asked
me. No one's going to give you the 10 bags without you.
If I have the 10 bags, I'm telling you, you've asked me,
yeah,
knowing that you're in a position where you can help me, but you don't believe in my idea, so you're not going to help me. Do what? You care about me?
Yeah.
Or do you just want to...
You don't
want
to waste your money and my money.
I don't believe it. I can care about... I can
just
care
because
about
you didn't give someone peas, don't mean that you don't care.
Yeah,
that's just an example. Maybe it's a bad example. Maybe it's a bad example. But
it's a bad one, still.
My point is, just because you're asking doesn't mean you care. Bottom line. That's it.
Let me tell you something for free. Most people do not care, bro.
They don't give a toss.
But here's my
most point. People just want to know your business.
I'm not damaged.
People don't care, bro.
A girl could be asking you, oh, what's wrong? You're saying that, oh, man needs to get my shit together. I got these amount of plans.
Where people do not care, bro.
A couple of weeks, she wants you to take her out and spend money.
But you
really care.
But realistically, yeah. Okay, if we're keeping it a buck, yeah.
But she will tell me that she cares.
We're keeping it a buck. Yeah, you kind of clock the girls that don't care that pretty quickly, and there are girls. Majority of the time, the
not just girls, people, bro.
But we're speaking about women.
Okay.
Yeah, speaking about women, as in J. Cole picking a partner, for example.
Don't say like I need a partner.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not
ladies, if you're single.
Nah.
We're talking about vulnerability, innit? And obviously, what I'm saying is that majority of the time, women probably do care, bro. Especially the girl that you're talking to, she probably does care.
Yeah.
Majority of the time. How many times have you come across a girl that doesn't care? Give me a realistic figure. Be serious.
Depends on where you find them. You know the ones that don't care.
Like, how often? Like, I can hand on heart say that majority of women care more than they don't care. Any girl that I've spoken to.
Don't know about that, you know.
I know, so.
Yeah, but you might keep finding girls in higher either.
I've never been either, though.
I've never been either, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to Jay's story, man, because we got to wrap up soon, man.
Yeah, then we do a holiday of the week.
Big Jersey!
Yeah. Come on.
Big Jersey. Just run us very quickly, man. Like,
I got family there, you know.
Started. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got family in New Jersey still.
Don't worry.
Yeah. I'm going to be there next year, so we'll link up.
Is it, I'm going to be there next year?
I am, though. I'm going to be there next year. I got a wedding. My cousin's getting married. I'm going to be there. We'll link up.
Yeah, let me come.
Yeah, come in it. Pause.
My ticket?
Pause.
Sure.
Yeah. So, boom. Born in New York. Moved over to Jersey.
Come on.
Repping Jersey.
Come on.
Went to school in Maryland.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Maryland or...
As in Maryland.
Maryland.
Yeah.
Is it Maryland for real?
Maryland.
It's spelled Maryland.
It was Maryland.
Yeah, I got a Maryland here too.
Maryland.
Monroe and them.
Maryland. Wow, that's how I say it. Wow. Okay.
Maryland.
So you was over up in Maryland. Then what happened, man? What happened?
That's where I came up with one of my brands.
Mm-hmm.
Gonzo brand.
So what was that brand?
It was the same as J. Carlson, but it was gonna be separate. It was gonna be two sectors. I guess the urban and the elegant. J. Carlson was gonna be the elegant.
Mm.
But I realized Gonzo was connected to a whole bunch of different words and
like what?
Y'all know about the Muppets or whatever. Gonzo Muppets. I guess that's
like a racist thing or something.
No. It's like a cartoon.
Oh, okay.
So when I used to have the Gonzo, everybody used to say, "Oh, the Muppet." I'm like, "Nah, it's my brand." So then I had to just switch it directly to J. Carlton and put Gonzo underneath, make it a subsidiary. And yeah, we've been doing it for about 4 years.
So is that what you do full time now?
No, I drive trucks as well.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Big ones? Like the ones that you hold overnight and...
Nah, I do the half truck.
Oh, okay.
Well, are you transporting stuff like over the borders and...
Nah.
You sure?
No, I've been watching Snowfall. That's why I'm asking, brother.
I just deliver food. Good food.
But what
food? What food? What type of food?
Your main thing, like, if you wanted to be described as, you know, as a professional in anything, what would you say it is? Would you say designing, like, owning your own brand?
Say owning my own brand. I haven't been designing as much.
But that's your thing. Like, if you had it your way, that's what
Oh, yeah, I would be designing clothing.
Mm.
Yeah.
What kind of clothing do you specialize in, would you say? Like, what would your ideal type of clothing be? Because obviously you said you had a...
Yeah, sure. What, like coats, big coats? Or like
hoodies? Or like trench coats or like...
All that whole... Just all types of jackets. All
outerwear.
Types of jackets.
Outerwear.
Yeah.
Outerwear, yeah.
Outerwear. That's how I said it?
I mean, that's how I feel you say it. Like that I might be wrong still.
Outerwear. Sweaters.
Mm.
Like elegant sweaters. You know, when you go out to on a nice
day, ask, yeah.
Yeah.
And you tell your girl wear a dress.
But it has to be your girl. It has to be your girl. You can't go this with anyone.
No, you can still.
No, you can't. It has to be a girl.
Just make sure your intentions are.
What point at me when you're talking?
What point? Who inspired you? Like, what inspirations do you have that either made you start the brand or from now you wanna?
I don't know who that is.
Dapper Dan.
Yeah, I know Dapper Dan.
Wait,
let me finish then. Let me talk.
Whoa.
He's a black guy and he remixes like Gucci and all that type of stuff. LV and that. I know my stuff, bro. He's from New York. He's from New York, innit? Come on, man. I know my shit, bro. You can't do me, bro. Pause.
And I just don't like working for people. I'm a good worker. I'm a great worker. That's why I'm here on holiday. They gave me time off. They said, I'm gonna bless you. But yeah, I don't like asking for permission to go on trips and all that. Just trying to make a way for myself.
Okay.
I can hang out with y'all guys some more, man.
No, for real, man. What would you say is like the biggest obstacle in terms of, you know, designing your own brand and trying to get out there?
Like you said, and you ask your mans and your people for money and you don't got a good business plan.
Fair enough.
So you got to put the money, invest in yourself.
Yeah.
While still living your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, go on.
Oh, sorry, mate. I was going to ask, how important is investing in yourself, your brand, or whatever you're doing?
Very important. Like, for you. You ain't going to get much investments when you're starting out.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to invest in yourself, because where it's coming from? Unless you got a wealthy family.
Rich.
Most people don't. Most people don't. You got to put it back into your business.
Mm.
You got to sacrifice the dates.
Wait, therefore sacrifice the dates.
Oh,
bro.
Come on, man. You got to
sacrifice the dates.
I was going to ask, I don't know how big you are right now.
Pause, man. Hey, yo.
You even have time for
hey, me. Yo, nigga. Damn.
I don't know how.
Damn, yo, man.
This is crazy.
Damn. Nigga.
Man, pause. I'm still pause.
Hey, yo.
That's
a clip.
Hey. I'm talking about brand-wise, innit? In terms of your brand, innit? I don't know how big it is over in the States, innit?
Yeah.
You don't know how big my brand is. I hate
yeah,
big.
Yeah. Let's be specific, man.
Specific.
How do you, like, keep going, yeah? Like, obviously, you might have a setback or whatever. How do you, like, stay motivated? In a sense of...
The light at the tunnel. Just keep thinking about the light of the tunnel. Keep going.
So you're an optimistic person?
Yeah.
You guys need to chill with each other, these two. Because he's not really optimistic. Yeah. How, what I've been told.
How do you know?
Pessimist.
He's a pessimist.
You love to keep saying that.
That's what I said, what I've been told.
In a field, yeah, where it's very saturated, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, especially since like COVID, a lot of people... yeah, been doing new brands. So what do you feel like your brand sets you apart from everyone else?
Well, my brand is me. J. Carlton, my logo. I don't really have my logo on showing anywhere, but it's a smiley face. Mm.
That's not that
store. I know, but I'm still putting the J. Carlton.
We'll put it up in a... Yeah.
Smiley face is me. I bring joy and people gravitate to that.
Calm. And last question, yeah. Where do you see your brand going next year?
10 years, 5 to 10.
5 to 10?
Like, no, because why do you have to? Bro, you can blow next year. Why do you have to? I hate that stuff. Like, oh, where do you see us in 5 years?
Next year.
Bro, shit can happen tomorrow, bro. You get me?
Yeah, no one to pause that though.
Sorry, man. What?
He said he can blow next year, but no one to pause. I'm just saying. Cool, no problem.
Pause. Go on.
Yo.
But yeah, 2024. Like, where do you see yourself?
I see myself in a little shop
a little shop working for myself. Just selling.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
In New York, New Jersey, Milan.
Not New York. New York's crazy.
I mean, if y'all want to have my run this one over here, we could do that.
Come on.
But that's 5 years. I think that's a 5 year. I don't think I'm going to get that in a year.
You never know, man. Pause. You never know. Pause. I was at Holiday Week, huh?
Yeah, quickly, man.
At Holiday Week.
Explain it.
You know what Holiday Week is, huh? You watch the show. Holiday Week. Is it Holiday Week?
At the end of the show where we pick something that's happened within the last 7 days.
You don't make it to this part of the show, do you? Damn.
I bet he's already got to.
Yeah, exactly.
But until the end, still.
Basically, you just say anything special that's happened during the week. It could be a song. It could be someone. It could be
family member.
It could be anything that you want to highlight.
It could be us.
It could be your brand. It could be whatever, and it could be anything.
I want to highlight London.
Okay.
That show, real love, family, friends. It was a beautiful experience. I'm definitely coming back.
Come on.
What area did you stay in?
Hackney. Girls. Forest Gate in Hackney.
Damn, Forest Gate.
Forest Gate in Hackney.
No, he said Hackney.
And Hackney. Oh. Be careful in Forest Gate, you know.
Word.
A lot of knees out there. There's a lot of knees.
Yeah, they call it Crack Town still.
It's a lot of knees out
they
there.
They don't call Forest Gate Crack Town.
They do still.
By Green Street, by.
Further down.
By everywhere.
Oh, see, I'm not there. We
can. Yeah.
Oh, so where are you? By Green Street?
By Green Street.
Yeah. Okay, that's calm. That's like
yeah, I ain't seen nobody.
That's like the West End of India, bro.
Yeah, that's it was cool.
Calm.
Let me go. Yeah.
That's the West End of India.
I'm not involved in that.
But I'm not involved, boy. I'm not involved.
I'm not busting joke. I'm being serious.
I don't know what you mean by that.
You do know, but
I don't know.
Where's Suffrages?
Bro, there's actually a shop in Green Street. You have to walk in. It's like a big mall.
Oh, that mall?
Yeah.
I've seen that store, yeah.
They sell desserts in there. Very good dessert, bro.
They got their own mall, you know. That's crazy. So, London, yeah?
London.
Sweet.
Sure. Anyone else you want to highlight? Shoot you, man.
Any sweats? Yeah.
This is my camera.
Yeah.
Girl, come back for you.
Baby. You come see him in the States.
Hey, come on, hey.
Come on, man, you don't even need to ask him who mine is, man.
Declan Rice.
Nah, come on, that was my one, man.
Declan Rice.
That's my one, fam.
You know, I swear to God, I knew they was going to score, you know.
Come on, bro.
I said they're going to score, and they scored. I knew it.
I can't lie. That's my one as well.
Declan Rice, bro.
But we need to give Wester at least another 20.
You don't, bro.
Bro, we do.
You don't.
He's doing his thing now.
For what we paid for him, he has lived up to it and more.
No, he hasn't. Bro, you're waffling. You paid 100 mil for what? For a couple goals. Is that it?
Tomorrow, you have to see at the end of the season.
No.
Team's washed.
No.
You have to see at the end of the season.
I'm not going to. I don't want to look at you, bro.
You have to see at the end of the season, man.
Yeah. That's it. West needs to give West Ham another 100 million, bro. Shut up, man.
All right, bro.
He's just an English Scott McTominay, to be honest.
God forbid.
That's what he is.
McTominay scored 2, though, against Chelsea. 2-1.
Good for him.
He won. He won 2-1.
And McTominay got a brace.
Yeah, he got a brace. So.
Can you please say, just one get more love because he's English, bro. That's it, bro. My holiday of the week is Scott McTominay, bro.
All right, cool.
Yeah? And CB, as you know, the tape's probably out by the time this comes out. So make sure you go buy it, stream it. Hopefully we are in the charts. Hopefully we're there.
Chat, CB, friend of the show.
Chat, man.
Have you bought it yet?
No, I'm about to buy Kojo Franz's new tape. And Mover's new tape as well. Yeah, I'm going to buy that stuff.
I've actually got...
And Donnie's new tape as well.
I actually bought Mover's tape when he was out still.
We need to have a conversation about this, though.
What about?
I feel like next episode, innit? But I feel like if Mover was out, he'd be the biggest I knew.
Mover would be the biggest in the UK.
You might smoke.
That's what I personally believe, though, innit?
Really? Mate, that's me.
I think if he never got locked up, I don't know about the whole UK, innit, yeah? But definitely out of East London, he'll be the biggest.
No, he wouldn't.
I'm probably out of London. No. One of the biggest.
When Mover was out, he was the best in the scene.
You see?
Yeah, but that's
calm. You see where there's Stormzy, Dave, and Jay Huston, he'll be up there still.
No, he wouldn't.
That's my personal opinion. That's
what I think. Do you feel like...
Do you know how many men have been at it, bro?
Like, do you feel like Nine has been at it? Do you feel like Nine sits with us in terms of like what they can do?
In terms of what?
Like music.
Even getting into another topic.
Exactly. So why would Move Us sit with... Like Huss, for example. Huss makes...
For me, Move Us is the best.
Why? Because of ringtone.
But I said ringtone, there's 99 Summers.
Everything, bro.
No, Move Us got bangers.
Rimsey's House Top Rhythm.
Rimsey's out now. Rimsey at one point was the best rapper.
But Move Us better than Rimsey, though. Shout out Rimsey, friend of the show, though. But Move Us
was not the best rapper at that time. Before Rimsey,
he dropped jail, Captain Dream, who was chatting to him?
You come on, man.
No, it's true.
You're telling me Rimsey was the best at that time.
Next episode. Next episode, we discuss this. Next episode.
He said one of the best. When Move Us was out.
It was the best, bro.
He was the best in Newham, bro.
The best in the UK.
No, he wasn't.
He was better than Move Us at that time.
Nina. Nines. Yeah. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Next episode, wait. Let me do my holiday week. Next episode, man.
Let me just ask one question before we move on to Wale, yeah? Move and CB are both in jail, right?
Yeah.
As you know, they've both got about 3 tapes each. Who do you think has a bigger...
We're in different times right now.
I know, but as it...
But rap is still prominent, though.
We're in a different time, bro. When Move Us was out...
But Move Us got shed, because when he tried to release that tape, yeah?
Yeah.
Feds took that shit down, bro.
Well, you know why, though?
Why?
Because there's a in his case, isn't it? I think that's the reason why I still...
You said you think. We don't know.
No, I believe...
So you don't know? I know why, but I think... I don't know, man. All right, cut that.
I do know.
All right, my holiday week here is my boy Joel. He won his fight the other day. So that's 5 wins. He's a professional boxer. So Joel Kodo, I shout at him. And... also, yeah, it's not really my holiday. It's not a good thing that I want to say. It's not a holiday of the week, but I just want to highlight. I saw something the other day about a teacher hitting a student. Yeah, I think it's a primary school student, a black student, innit? And it was a white teacher, and apparently the white teacher still works at that school. And the youth got suspended. And then obviously I saw a video where the I think it's the father who was confronting another teacher, whether it's the head teacher or what, was confronting them, saying, what's going on? And they wasn't really hearing it. You know what I mean? So
even in hospital.
Exactly. So I really hope that shit gets sorted out, innit? Because first of all, I don't know why you're hitting kids, because I ain't got a child, but if that's my child, I don't even know if I have the whether it's in me, the calmness in me to be calm.
School,
you get me? You're touching my. I put the trust of my kids.
Then I'm gonna get
in your presence,
yeah.
And you're putting your hands on my kids. That's a bit crazy. So I really do hope that shit gets sorted out, because that's just some madness. And I just hope that shit gets sorted out, man. But yeah, my holiday of the week. That's my holiday of the week, man. You get me?
Episode 81, Hobers.
Come on.
Love to Jay for coming through.
Come on, love.
Thank you for having me.
Come on, man.
Yeah, we're quickly plug your socials and everything, your brand.
@ Jay Carlton Brand. My personal page @ Jay Carlton is Gonzo.
Come on.
No underscores. Real simple.
That's what's up.
DM me. I put it on the website, but it sells out too quick. So I just
come on
Instagram, man, and let me know.
Come on. Hail, 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 hail.